Joseph, God bless you.
Bless you.
Joseph, I know you've been making lots of studies and you recorded a lot of teachings about the Bible prophecies concerning this end time. And I actually like very much the way you compare the world events, the things that are happening in the world in our days with the Bible and explain to us where they lead and what is going on. Now, I want to ask you, from a normal family's point of view, who are following the world events, the world news daily, it's getting more and more discouraging to see all these national disorders and chaos that are in the world. And I can see myself in their shoes that just having a little job and a little house, you don't feel safe anymore. You feel very insecure, as if your whole world is in danger, your whole life is not safe. What can a normal person do to protect his family and his children?
Praise God. I think we need to learn from the men of God in the Bible. In all my years of serving the Lord, I began when I was young. I've been traveling in many countries, and I was up and against the situations which even my life was in danger in different countries. And the way Jesus took me out was by, the Lord showed me to look at the example of his great men in the Bible, Abraham, David, especially David, yeah, to hide so much. And then, of course, Jesus, his disciples.
Well, we live in total different days. I don't know if you can follow actually the pattern of David, of Abraham. In our day, everywhere you go, everywhere you look, it's dangerous. It's not safe to go and hide, even. Where can we hide?
Look, I disagree with this, okay? I completely disagree. It's what you're saying is right, but I disagree in the sense that people use that so much that, oh, it's a different day. We live in a complex society. I'm sorry, it's not true. It's true the devil has changed his mask and his strategies, okay? It's not Nazis, now it's capitalists, now there is communists, now there is socialists, but it's still the same devil, it's still the same evil, it's still the same sin, it's still the same tricks, understand? And the answer is still the same, living by faith. It doesn't matter if you have to use a computer or not, or if you just have the... If 2,000 years ago there were no the books we have today, there's no the electronics, and today we have... planes, we have buses, cars. It doesn't matter. The principle is the same. It's the same devil that we have to overcome. It's the same spiritual battle. It's the same blood of Jesus that gives us the power. You know, it's like today we can use the days of Abraham and Lot in Sodom as an example of what we need to do. Okay, instead of walking out of Sodom, you can take a bus, you can take a plane if you want to, but you need to get out of Sodom.
And go where? Sorry.
Okay, and this brings us to the point, because I really want to stay on the subject. It's like a preparation for the end time. How can we be protected with our families? Go where? Well, I don't know where you should go. It's like, see, God's church is spread all over the world. And Jesus said in Matthew 24:16, flee to the mountains. But there are countries that there are no mountains. So you cannot interpret literally everything. So a lot of things you have to interpret spiritually. So go where? Well, the first thing you should go is on your knees. Make sure you have the Holy Spirit. When you have the Holy Spirit, try to learn to speak in tongues, because when you speak in tongues, you bypass the devil's obstacles, you bypass your greatest enemy, your carnal mind, you bypass the greater confusion, your thinking, and then you connect directly to Jesus, and he tells you A, B, C, D, what to do. So, like I was in Europe, and God told me, your place in South America, so I came in South America, and here the Lord is doing many miracles, healing, all kinds of stuff, and I am in God's place. But somebody from South America is telling to go to Europe. It's like, it's not that everybody has to go here or there. There are millions of Christians. It's not anymore the catacombs under Rome. Okay, so we have to find out who needs to go where and when and how. But I want to talk in this message about preparation. See, now there is national catastrophes, geophysical catastrophes. There is a financial catastrophe which is happening around us. There is political corruption and catastrophes all over the world. And we were just used to see these things on TV while we were eating a night with our family and shaking our head, oh, bad, bad, bad. And we thought that our places like Europe and America, United States, they were like invincible, impregnable, uncrossable, impossible to attack militarily. Yeah, they are crumbling, they're collapsing.
But they do seem stronger in every aspect. Aren't they safer than other countries?
Look, it's just a smoke in their eyes because they think they're stronger. But since the moment they forsook God, they thought they could do without God. They lost God's blessing and they're under curse. There is curse on the United States. There is curse on Europe. They're under curse.
What kind of curse?
A spiritual curse. Like they're going to be overcome by their enemies. And because they think they can do without God, so God is going to show them that's not possible. What made the West powerful, it was the Ten Commandments, and then first them, then it was the gospel, it was Jesus, it was the basic Christianity. Now, they didn't even mention the name of Jesus in the European Constitution. That means they belong to the devil. They belong, they are cursed. They are complete. They don't need God. Well, let me tell you, God doesn't need them.
In other words, you're saying it's not that God cursed them, but they put themselves under a spiritual curse because they rejected Christianity.
See, God doesn't really curse anybody. He didn't curse Adam and Eve. He didn't curse even the devil. God didn't curse. What happened, these guys, they put themselves under curse, you know? You know, if you come to my house and you start burning my house, I tell you, you're under my curses. All right, because under my stick, I'm going to call the police. I'm going to have you sent to jail. That's curses, you know. But it's not that I curse you by calling the police. You constrain me. You know, in fact, if a thief comes to my house, I'll beat him up before he harms my children, he steals everything. If he's armed, then okay, here the other cheek, I'm not going to kill him. But if it's a matter of fist fight, I'll beat the guy up to protect my wife, my children. Understand? He puts himself under danger. So it's not God cursing anybody, okay? He's like, it's true that God cursed the land, okay? The land was cursed because of Adam, because of Cain, and so the land began to produce bad things to the people. And now it's hard to work the land and everything. It's exploited. Many places in the world, the land is bad. It cannot be worked. So anyway, but it's like that's why there are geophysical catastrophes. The land is cursed, okay? But you can see in Ezekiel 36. Ezekiel 36 is an important chapter because God begins to bless the land. He says, now the mountains and the valleys and the rivers and the everything is blessed because Israel was going to come back. Okay, was going to come back after being a slave in Babylon. So God curses, God blesses, but it's not really God. It's actually us. Like it says in Galatians 6, chapter 6, 7 and 8, it says, be not deceived, that God is not mocked. Whatever man sows, that shall he also reap. So it's us. It's like a marriage. If you put into your marriage selfishness and you want your wife to do everything for you and you do nothing for her, she's just good for sex, then I'll tell you, put yourself under curse and possibly a divorce. You need to put into things in order to collect.
So you're saying that America and even Europe, they are not anymore safe places to be. What do you recommend? What do you suggest to the Americans and Europeans to do?
All right, back to the point, protection. We need to prepare, like it says in Proverbs 22:3. Here, let me read it to you. Proverbs 22:3 says, a prudent man sees evil, foreseeth evil, and hides himself. But the simple, that means the foolish, pass on, and they are punished. So, even Jesus in John chapter 8, he went and hid himself. The Pharisees wanted to kill him. So there is a time to hide. There's not a time to sit in church and pray for God to protect you. You know, because there are situations where people, Christians, were praying in church for protection. They were killed in the same church. There was an earthquake in Avellino, I remember, in Italy. And there were 400 people. Avellino was a city that a lot of people died, and most people died in the church because the church collapsed on the head. Okay, there are... Christians are being killed and slaughtered, blown up by suicide Muslims. It thinks they go to heaven by killing people. They're going to find seven wives and rivers of wine. Well, they might have a surprise. You don't go to heaven by killing people, let me tell you. You go to heaven by loving your enemies. So you need to prepare. So what used to be an exclusivity of the Third World, riots, Rwandas, the Hutsi and the Tutsi, they killed each other. I think it was 800,000 people. They were slashing mother's womb, killing babies in the womb. They were raping women, and after that, they were killing them. It was like a horrible thing even to recall. 800,000 killed like that. And they thought, okay, that's in Africa. He's never going to come to New York, to London, to Paris, to Rome. And sorry, it's happening now. Just this morning, I was organizing a selection of pictures, which we're going to put on YouTube. Riots, looting in London, in Paris, in Spain, in Italy, in America. I mean, just remember a picture just in London. This shop owner, they sell electronic, what's his name? I forgot. He said that in just a few hours they looted, they stole £700,000 of material. That's like about almost $1.5 million of materials in just 2-3 hours. So what's going to happen when the turmoil and the disorder is going to go on for days and weeks? You know, they tell you the center of the city where all the rich people are, the rich shops, are going to become like a ghost town, ghost area. You understand? So what do we need to do? That's why I want to give there. I was praying this morning, and I felt from the Lord, He wanted me to give this message. The message is this. Prepare now.
How?
The time to prepare is not tomorrow. How? Well, number one, get the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will tell you what to do after that. Number two, make sure you're saved, you have the Holy Spirit, and then you listen to Jesus and read the Bible. That's the foundations, okay? And then take time to listen to Jesus. Be careful, because a lot of churches today, they are the wrong preachers, the wrong pastor. They just want to take a collection Sunday morning, and they just preach that God is going to protect us. God will not protect us if we don't prepare, if we don't obey, if we don't follow Jesus, if we don't listen to His voice. John 10:27 says, "My sheep, they hear my voice, and they follow me." Verse 28, "And I give unto them," who's them? Them that follow me, "eternal life." Eternal life is only for the people who follow Jesus. It's not people who sit in church and sing songs.
In other words, protection, God's protection is depending on our obedience. He will protect the obedient, but not protect the disobedience, right?
Exactly. In 2 Corinthians 6, it says, "Come out from among them, my people, be separate, and I will receive you. Touch not the unclean thing." What fellowship has the light with darkness? Like, if you feel you are a Philadelphia Christian, you know, don't stay in a church full of Laodiceans. Today, most churches are infested by Laodiceans. Okay, so you need to separate, number one, and then the Lord says in Revelation 18:4, "Come out of her, my people." Her, it's a nation, the West, number one, America. "Come out of her, that you do not be partakers of her sins and receive of her plagues." What does that mean? If you don't get out of the wrong places, you will be, one, you'll partake of the same sins and punished by God. Two, you will receive the same punishment. So God is telling, get out.
No, sorry. The spiritual principle is very good, and I agree with it. But is it realistic in the normal life for all the Americans to get out of America?
Well, first of all, there won't be many Americans getting out. Like, we've been giving these messages for years, and there are many Christians, who've been giving us a message, many messengers of God. I'm just one of them. I've been telling them that America is the wrong place. I mean, America is like is represented by Babylon, the prostitute, in Revelation 17 and 18. And God says, get out of her. okay, because America is the center of materialism, okay? Babylon, the mother of prostitutes, the spirit of materialism, selfishness, has been going around for centuries and millenniums in different countries, different places. Now it's centered, obviously, in the richest country in the world, which is very well described in Revelation 17 and 18, and it's clearly in America. So Revelation 18 first says, get out of her. So people say, okay, but I don't have to get out now. I can wait a week, a couple of weeks, a couple of months, a couple of years. No, no, he says get out. You know, in other words, America is like a huge Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, and God is not going to send angels to drag the modern lots from Sodom, okay? Drag people out who don't want to get out. That's why they become statues of salt. No, God is going to leave them. The angel that God is sending to drag the modern lots out of the modern Sodom is the word of God. Okay? Amen. Which I'm giving to you right now. Revelation 18, for get out of her. So how do you get it? First of all, I repeat, there will not be many getting out. I got out of the West. I got out of Europe because God called me. Yeah, but in the West, there will be places of refuge. Mm-hmm. For example, Finland is not even the European community. There will be places where you can find refugees, even in Europe, everywhere. You know, you can be inside a furnace of fire, heated up to the max, so much that even the people heating it up died. I'm talking about Daniel chapter 3. And in that very furnace, Jesus is going to come and protect you. If you are in God's will, those guys were in the furnace because they refused to worship the devil. That's different. But if God tells you, Revelation 18, for get out of Babylon, you need to get out. Don't wait for a couple of days, a couple of weeks, a couple of years. Get out when? As soon as possible. Go where? The Lord will tell you. I told some of my friends in Europe, I said, listen, make sure you ask the Lord where he wants you in Europe and go there. And if the Lord tells you to go to Africa or come to South America, come here, come to South America, I'll help you, set you up here, I'll help you. Nobody moved. Okay? And nobody's moving. But they're not even moving from not from a country to another, or from a city to another, not even from a house to another. It's not just to buy a villa on top of the mountains to go for vacation. It's preparing the spirit. It's not just buy a piece of land. It's preparing the spirit. Anyway, if you, at least you should prepare in the spirit. If you want to prepare, okay, here is some simple material steps you can take. You live in a city, get ready to get out. Cities are going to be, some city will be worse than others. There will be looting. That's people are going to jump in the shop and steal everything. I mean, there were prophets who saw people going from house to house in certain places, raping the women and killing them. I mean, this looting that they've been happening in places like America, like London, I mean, people, they will take an advantage of the political situation to attack the rich and say, you rich have been exploiting us. Now you reap what you sow. We are like Robin Hood. We steal from the rich, give to the poor. With this excuse, you know, Marxism, basically. They're going to kill people because they've been exploiting us. Surely some of them have, but you didn't just kill the first rich guy. And even if he's a rich guy, you still didn't have to kill him. That's God's place to judge. So that's what's going to happen. There's going to be looting. There's going to be assault. I'm not telling you that it will happen. It's already happening. Check the news, go on the net. See what happened in London, see what happened in Spain, see what happened in Portugal, see what happened in Greece. They were throwing Molotov bombs to the police. There were police running around, burning like a torch because the protesters were throwing Molotovs to the police. I mean, I tell you, it's not just a little isolated. I mean, the finances are crashing, Greece, Ireland, Italy, Spain. I mean, there's going to be more. Okay, everybody foresees the euro and the dollar collapsing. It's going to get worse and worse. If the America get the great idea to attack Iran or Israel, there's going to be a blockade of the oil. It is going to be the gas is going to be very expensive. It's going to be a mess. And so what am I suggesting practically? Practically, try to get it's better to have a little piece of land in the mountains, someplace away from the city, a private place, attention, a place that nobody, in a secret place. Don't tell everybody I'm hiding in such a place where my food is. They're going to come and take everything away from you. You have to be kind of a little bit secret, you know. When Elijah was hiding from the Antichrist authorities, Elijah went to hide by a spring of water, Cherub was called. Then he went to hide in Sidon to a widow. And nobody knew. Otherwise, they would have killed him. Anyway, I don't want to make this story too long. Do you have any more questions? So to prepare is get out of the city. If you cannot move out now, at least prepare a place out.
I want to understand, how are we going to survive out of the city? Survive where and how? Like, well, with no jobs, no income, what do you do?
No, don't worry about that, because it's going to be a mess. Plus, the emergency can be a week, it can be 2 weeks, can be 20 days, it can be 2-3 months, we don't know. Eventually, this is not going to happen in every city. You know, this will happen someplace here, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen somewhere else. What I'm saying is, like, it's like having a spare wheel of a car in your vehicle and never use it. It's better to have it or need it than to need it not to have it. I'm not saying that every city is going to be like that. It might be 1 of 100, 1 of 1,000. We don't know. I expect there will be atomic wars. I expect there's going to be atomic radiation in certain areas. You know, even if you are, if you prepare a piece of land with some chicken and eggs and some vegetable, 50 kilometers from your city, you might have to change completely the region. So if you have a car, make sure you have enough fuel in your garage to drive 1,000 kilometers. You know, if you live, you know, you might have to drive a few 500 kilometers away. The people in Fukushima, when the radiation exploded, and they had to evacuate in Chernobyl. In Chernobyl, only after some 20 years, they realized that about more than 1 million people, they either died or were contaminated. Children today from Chernobyl, they are born without eyes, without hands. Today, people are still being born from the consequence of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, without legs, without arms, without eyes. Okay, so they said that the lesson they learned from Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and Chernobyl, it was to leave as soon as possible, go as far as possible. And the authority, then they lie to you. They don't tell you what's going on. The authority, they say everything is fine, but everything is not fine. Anyway, in conclusion, have a place out of the city, a place you can go a week or 2 weeks, maybe a month, with non-perishable food, like grains, like wheat, corn, rice, sugar, things that everything that doesn't perish. And when you store flour or grains, make sure you don't store it for the worms. They eat everything, those guys. You need to ask a farmer how to store it. You know, salami, prosciutto, ham, raw ham, that kind of stuff is great because it lasts. But you need to know how to store it, otherwise it goes bad. You got that? And chicken, eggs, you know, that kind of stuff. So that to survive a week, a month, 2 months, 3 months. You know, but then more than that, the Lord will have to tell you. But it depends how bad the situation is. Again, it might not be, nothing might happen to your town. Again, your town might be the worst hit. But for sure, it's not going to hurt you to prepare some little quotes, vacation place, 50 kilometers away, 100 kilometers away, a place you can even walk there if you have to. 100 kilometers, you can walk in a couple of days.
You know, I remember right now we have some friends, some Christian friends who live in the capital of Romania, in Bucharest, and they've been living there for years in the middle of modern conveniences, modern life. But they decided recently to actually move to the countryside, up on a mountain, on a hill, to live separated from the world. And I strongly believe the Lord really spoke to them, and I see how they are preparing, and God bless them.
Yes, I saw the pictures. They're building this little cabin, beautiful, in the mountain. Slowly, slowly, with made of wood.
Yeah.
Wonderful, very nice. Amen.
Okay. So I pray more people put in practice this kind of warnings, and they don't just say, "What a good message." Yeah. Yes, amen, brother. But actually, see the seriousness of it.
But you know what? You don't have to go build a house. You can even go buy a tent. You know, like organize your own camping. Yeah. You don't even have to have a house. See, just buy or rent a piece of land where you can have chicken, then put a bunch of tents. They are prefabricated houses, or you can just make tents. Tents are great. That's what Abraham had. You know, make sure you have enough tents. Okay, and then, of course, if you need to store a bunch of food, you might want to make a little house, maybe a prefabricated house. Don't make it look too luxurious. So people will come and and check where the thieves will come. So it has to be a place where the Lord shows you, then the Lord will protect it. And make sure it has non-perishable food and water. Water needs to have either by a river nearby or a spring nearby or a well. Dig a well, that's the best. Or at least a store minimum 500 to 1,000 liters of water. So prepare the tools. You know, tools. Go to a hardware store and buy tools. Those are the most important thing you can have. An axe, a saw.
What about water?
You can have an electric generator. You can generate electricity. Get an electric generator. At least a couple of thousand watts. Well, at least 1,000 if you need electricity. The water, you have to make sure you have a lot of bleach so you can put some drop of bleach and sterilize the water. Because you can get water from a river contaminated by from some toilets or something. Then you have to put so many drops of water every liter. Iodine, you can also sterilize water. Iodine is best because you can also use for wounds.
I can see, you're right, that these things require lots of preparation to get informed how to store crops and food and water and everything. I can see we need time for this.
Also, you have to see what kind of environment, what kind of climate you're living. If you live in a place that it goes below zero, you better bring a lot of a stove to warm up, lots of wood, and then axe and saw to go get some wood, maybe during the night when nobody's looking, because rather than die, you might want to go cut a tree or something. And if you live in a hot place, then you don't need heating. If you live in a if you live in a cold place, you do need. Amen. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Wake up and go to sleep, okay? Because when it comes, it's going to happen suddenly. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
You give us a lot of things to meditate about, and it's very good. I hope many people will put in practice, not just listen to this message, but actually do something about it. God bless you, Joseph. Thank you.
God bless you. And prepare in the spirit. Stay in prayer. Unite with your family. Take care. And first of all, most of all, love your family. If your family is disunited, it's going to be a mess. Try to love your family. Love each other. Read the Bible together. Pray together every day. Throw the devil's presence out the window. Television, throw it away. Television is a satanic presence in every house. Study the Bible. God bless you. I love you.
Amen.